This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It's your sports bros. What's up? Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday.
Sorted.
I know we are. Hell yeah. Coming up tonight in the club, could you land a plane in a pickle? We've talked about this before.
Yes, we did.
But it happened.
Yeah. I've got heart attack news. And a very Chet Hanks is back at it. I've got some more audio starring our favorite celebrity son.
Is he really our favorite celebrity son?
Boy, he is something special.
What's he talking about now?
He's now apparently Jamaican.
Oh.
Did you send it to me?
No, but I will.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Chet Hanks has decided that he is now Jamaican, including a Jamaican accent.
Making me crazy, am I right?
Wait till you hear it. It's something special.
That'll be the club 6 to 7 this hour. Changes could be coming to the Pac-12 football championship game. Mm-hmm. And would you want this guy as your quarterback?
Yes. No. Maybe.
Definitely not after this.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to want him. But we'll have that for you. Good little day, you know. Nice little day outside.
We like the Wednesdays. Yeah, it was
kind of ready for more rain.
Yeah, is it going
to rain
again
tomorrow?
Last I checked, it was Thursday through Sunday again.
For God's sakes.
But then after that, all I saw was partly sunny every day in the 60s. So
yeah, man.
That's pretty nice.
Let's go.
Yeah, today, when I woke up, I was like, look at that, sunshine.
Nice little day.
And gone.
All right. Right now, hey, I think we're early. Is there anything else you need to get in?
We're early.
Well, yeah, I'm about ready to kick off the Hot 5 at 5.
You know, it is 5:05. I'm sure we can kill more time if you want to.
Well, I kind of do. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you the update on the 10-day forecast if you'd like. That'll kill some time.
You want some more hot weather talk?
Yeah, it's going to rain Thursday through Sunday. 94% chance of rain tomorrow. And then it's changed. There's only one day of partly sunny. Then it rains for 3 more days.
Man, I just...
So hey, you know where I'm going on Saturday?
That Bend thing, that mayor, the job down in Bend, mayor, that's looking better and better.
Yeah, get your name in there.
I gotta sign up for that. Can I do the show from down in Bend remotely? You can go to San Diego, I'll go to Bend.
People do it all the time.
Let's go.
I'm going to Walla Walla for the first time.
I'm assuming this is some sort of golf-related...
I assume it's some sort of wine-related.
No, I'm going to go.
You're both right.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's some sort of golf thing at a winery.
Well, Wine Valley, you know, it's a great golf course there.
Yeah.
But my buddy Cy, you know Cy.
I know Cy.
My man, he's got his daughter's out there at Whitman. And we're using it, so she has to. They have to pack up her stuff, and she's coming home.
And so you just volunteered.
So we've used
to go
that
out.
As an excuse to go play golf and drink wine.
Yeah, well, there you go. I did that with my daughter. The key is to get your kids someplace cool. My son right now is at Ellensburg, and I'm gonna have to do this here in another couple weeks. What the hell am I supposed to do on my way to Ellensburg?
Aren't there
stop in Yakima to go to the Les Schwab in Yakima? There's nothing to do on the
Why
way.
Why don't you stop
wasn't
at
there
the
that, Germantown?
What?
The town that's like it's essentially they're like a little mini Germany in Washington.
I don't think so. What am I gonna go visit some Hate Rock while I'm there?
It's like, supposed to be a pretty cool place to visit.
Is there a Rammstein like cover band happening there this weekend?
Go visit the Heward family home.
They're not.
They're from Yakima, right?
Are they from Yakima?
Leavenworth is the name of the town.
Oh.
Oh, dude, Leavenworth's like way up north.
Yeah, that's not.
You're way off.
That's not Ellensburg. Having made that drive several times now with Tiny Y, I can assure you there's nothing between here and Ellensburg.
I've been to Leavenworth, and I will tell you, Mike is right. It is a delightful town.
Is it?
Yes. Leavenworth's worth a trip.
Now, my oldest daughter, she went to school in Chicago, and every time I went out to visit her, we roped it around a Cubs game or a concert, something cool, right? Probably a shooting nowadays in Chicago, but there was always something going down. And now my son made the decision to go to Ellensburg. I need my youngest daughter to pick someplace cool. So that you can rope the, hey, let's go do something fun.
Leavenworth is an
you.
Hour drive from Ellensburg.
Yeah, it's way north. But Mount Rainier, so that's an area I've never explored.
You don't need to.
Yakima, Ellensburg. Yeah, I've been up to Leavenworth, but we went to Seattle and then over.
Yeah, there's,
so
you don't need to do that.
Well, it's pretty through there, right?
Someone said I can smoke meth. No, it's not.
What?
No.
It's not pretty through there?
No. You ever driven to Pullman?
No.
Same thing.
I've driven like to Mount Rainier, and it's gorgeous.
Do you like wheat fields?
Well, I am from Kansas.
Do you like a lot of brown grass? Because if so,
so it's like
you've got a lot of great scenery.
I've never been to Yakima, but I have heard literally nothing positive about Yakima. Literally.
Well, now I'm going to find something positive about Yakima. We can't have this.
I don't think there is something positive about Yakima.
There's got to be something.
They got a Les Schwab. There's a Costco there.
All right, well, we've killed enough time.
Sometimes my son gets so bored with his friends, they go to a Rockin' Bowl in Yakima. That's the hot destination for people in Central Washington.
Let's get to the hot 5 at 5.
Let's.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light.
Top things to do in Yakima. Number one, Johnson's Orchards.
Oh, enough said.
They make great pies.
I can go apple picking.
Kawichi Canyon Trail. And the Yakima Valley Museum.
Just going to say right now, I stand by my statement, nothing good about Yakima.
And there's an arboretum and a bunch of wineries. Brewery.
I'll pass.
Visitor center.
That made the list of best things to do is to go to the visitor center.
Yakima Valley Visitor Center. The convention center. You know, state park.
Seems like a buddy metropolis.
Number five.
Someone said Watchdogs over the Metropolitan. Said I grew up in Yakima. Our biggest claim to fame is the Virgin Mary once appeared on the back of a freeway sign, and 100,000 people came to see it. Now that.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
I want more on that.
Tell us about the Virgin Mary.
Did you ever play Bloody Mary?
No, I never did that.
You know, like when you had the sleepover and you'd do the Bloody Mary in the dark bathroom thing.
Dude, I've been trying to be haunted for years and it's yet to happen.
I never saw her.
Me neither. Meanwhile, Mike gets haunted like every other day and has ghost sex. I'm waiting for something, a cool ghost to haunt me.
Let's talk Stanley Cup playoffs. We've got three games tonight. Stars, Flames later. Right now, the Penguins lead the Rangers 1-0, and they are looking to close out that series.
Yeah.
It is 3-1 Pens.
That's disappointing.
They're in the second period. Capitals lead the Panthers 1-0. That series tied 2-2. They are in Carolina.
By the way,
first period.
Florida, by the way, number one seed in these playoffs. Chance to go down 3-2 to the Caps.
Number four.
Full NFL schedule will be released tomorrow. We'll get to go through it. like Mike Francesa.
Game by game.
Oh, yeah. But today we had another leak. The Packers are going to host the Cowboys in Week 10.
Okay. That is...
All right.
Is it a Sunday night game or just a random... We just found that one game out?
That's right.
All right.
It's a leak.
All right, well.
See, they're trying to wet your whistle.
Yeah, but normally they've been leaking like the Monday night or Sunday night games. We're just randomly getting a Week 10. We get the Cowboys and Packers.
Well, it's two big brands.
All right.
Mike McCarthy returns to Green Bay.
Oh, you know,
how do you think that'll go?
I kind of forgot about that. I don't think anyone in Green Bay has any sort of hatred towards Mike McCarthy. I think that's like, whatever. We're glad you're gone.
All right. Well, we'll have the schedule released tomorrow here on The Fan.
Yes.
Seahawks. I mean, it's kind of weird. Like, you know who they're going to play already.
Yes, we know who.
It's just how it's going to be structured.
Yeah, we even know what's home and what's away. We just don't know when the actual games are going to be.
Number three.
More COVID.
Yeah, more who COVID. Knew? We were just talking about this yesterday, that, you know, could COVID be making a comeback in sports?
The Guardians of Cleveland had multiple positive Ronas in their clubhouse, including skipper Terry Francona, so much so they had the game with the White Sox today postponed.
Now, Francona did not have any symptoms, but I guess what it turned out, a couple of the staff members were quite sick, and so that's why they tested everyone that had been around them, and that's where Francona and some of the other coaches ended up positive.
Plenty of other day baseball, including Logs, Gilbs, and the Mariners trying to take 2 of 3 from the Phillies. It did not go well.
No.
As the Phillies won 4-2 behind a granny from Rhys Hoskins.
First real bad outing Gilbert's had all year, and my brother and his dumb kid went up to that one.
Giants beat the Rockies 7-1. Cubs over the Padres 7-5. Marlins hammered the Diamondbacks 11-3. Yankees beat the Blue Jays 5-3. Reds have now won 3 of 4. They beat the Brewers 14-11.
Break them up.
And the Dodgers lost to the Pirates again 5-3.
The Nationals are kicking the hell out of the Mets right now 8-3 at the end of 2.
Taylor McGill sucks.
Oregon women's golf advances to the NCAA championships in Scottsdale. They win the Albuquerque Regional. They won by 3 shots over Texas.
Go Duckies.
That's it? That's all you have?
What would you like me to say?
You're a sports guy.
I think you're the only person who is following this
Break
closely.
It down. This is big news.
I couldn't tell you. You said that they had a giant lead yesterday.
They won by 3.
So it's no surprise.
Honestly,
that
they almost blew it.
Brianna Chacon, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, took the individual title. She's a Duck.
All right.
She won by 4 shots.
All right. Again, as I stated, go Brianne and go Ducks.
Brianna. Come on, man. Ducks, 12th appearance at the championships. Best ever finish was 5th, so we'll see if they can beat that. The Beavers, they didn't make it out of their regional. They lost. Finished 7th.
A couple years ago when Oregon was making a run and winning a national championship, that was quite cool for the men, and so hopefully the women can duplicate.
That was at Eugene Country Club.
Yeah.
Where they play.
Number one.
Their golf, at least I think.
Yes, you are correct. I remember
there are a couple of other public courses down there. I don't know where they play.
I mean, that's
where they won it, but I just mean, do they play Eugene Country Club regularly?
I think that's where they play, because I remember when we were watching it, it was on like the Golf Channel.
Yeah. No, I remember that. That was where the championship was held. I'm just saying, like, do they go out to the Eugene Country Club, or do they go to, like...
I don't know if that's where they practice, but I'm pretty sure that's where they play their home tournaments.
NBA Hall of Famer Bob Lanier has died at the age of 73. He was the number one overall pick in 1970. 8 of his 14 seasons, he was an all-star. We have Bucks-Celtics Game 5 in Boston. That series tied 2-2, meaning this game is indeed pivotal. And they are at half. Boston leads it 54-47. Later, we get the Warriors, who are looking to close out the Grizzlies in Memphis. And, of course, no Ja Morant.
Now, more importantly, some of us have some money riding on the Bucks plus 5.5. So
they're hanging around.
We're going to be all right.
They were down 13, but cut it to 7 there towards the end. Boston looks awful good.
By the way, Emerald Valley is where the Oregon Ducks play.
There it is. Right now, and I mean right effing
this
now.
This very instant.
Feels like a great time to kick back and relax with an ice cold Coors Light. Coors Light! Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Changes could be coming to the Pac-12 football championship game, and would you want this guy as your quarterback? Those items are next up on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, we party up in here.
Have you seen the video of Jokic winning his MVP?
No.
What happened? I just saw it tweeted. It's pretty cool.
He's back in Serbia and he's wearing like some short shorts, a tank top, and a helmet, and he appears to be riding a rickshaw being pulled by a horse. Pulled by a horse. But like side saddle, and then he pulls up to the barn and they surprise him like, here's your MVP. It's very strange. Like
Mike Malone was out there and some of the Nuggets staff flew to Serbia
to surprise him. What's he doing on that horse?
So is it like a bit or they really, that's what he was doing.
That's what he was doing. And tell me am I wrong or is that a rickshaw? But instead of
definitely a rickshaw.
Instead of being pulled by a homeless person, it's being pulled by a horse. He's just out there. I guess that's what you do in Serbia.
It looks like extreme rickshawing.
I guess. And his outfit. He is the most, like, you just look at him on a day-to-day basis. It is stunning to say that's the best basketball player in the world. You just would never. If you just saw that man being pulled on that rickshaw and he gets up, you're like, that's the best player in the world? Yes, for 2 years in a row, that man.
You know what's weird about that? Yeah, I'm looking at it here.
Yeah.
Is that no one was on the horse.
No.
And he was like side saddling in the rickshaw. Like,
yeah.
That's very.
I don't know what he's. He's got some.
I guess that's the way you. If you don't want to ride the horse, that's the way you.
Yeah.
You just get around.
Yeah, the horse just drags you, although you're right behind him.
You have to like race. Are you racing with that maybe?
Well, he's got a helmet on.
But yeah, you know, he had the.
Can I also say this? Like, you're right in the line of fire. You know, that horse. Like, as it's running, what if that horse,
Oh, you're talking about taking a dump?
Yeah. What if he blows one out of the muffin shooter right at you?
He's far enough back. Doesn't it just, when horses poop, it just kind of falls out, right?
Well, not when it's running like that. There's some momentum behind that.
Yeah.
It'd be a little scary.
Very interesting.
While wearing some sort of flowery tank top. Go Jokic.
Surely some media will follow up on what the hell he was doing there. It's like some sort of stable.
Yeah. That's just... kind of cool. They all went out to Serbia, though. I've never been to Serbia. Can't say it's high on my list, but maybe it's wonderful.
The weather looks nice.
Yeah. You know, they're out there in the short shorts and the tank tops, and away you go. Our former work partner, AJ McCord, she's in Bosnia right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Couldn't tell you. She posted something the other day in front of a gorgeous-looking waterfall and was like, and then she tagged the Bosnian Beast. And was like, hey, I understand why you love it out here so much. Looked amazing. Again, I didn't know that Bosnia is known for their waterfalls, but the picture looked gorgeous.
AJ McCord, if there's a waterfall that's pretty, she'll find it. She's a waterfall type. She's a hiker.
That's a full waterfall.
She's probably on some sort of humanitarian mission out there.
Doing the Lord's work.
Yeah. She's one of those goody two-shoes types of persons.
Or it's a... pre-move to a different state vacation to decompress.
It's possible because they're moving to Tucson because of the husband, and if you're being forced to move to Tucson, you probably get a pretty cool trip out of it. It's like, I'm not moving to Tucson. It's like, what if we go travel the world real quick? Oh, fine.
Changes could be coming to the Pac-12 championship game in football. John Wilner floating this out there that they're going to do away with divisions and let... the top two teams in the league.
They should.
Play in the championship game.
The Big Ten needs to do this. The Pac-12 needs to do this. It's ridiculous. If
ACC was... I actually just read something today about the ACC also toying with this idea.
Yeah, they said that next year could be the first year they remove the divisions completely.
ACC?
Yeah.
Some of these divisions are so imbalanced.
Yeah, right. The ACC is a great example of that. The one division had seven different winners in 7 years. The other one was like Clemson, 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 Clemson.
Yeah.
Clemson.
I mean, it's just... Well, look, I'm trying to see the... I'm pulling up the divisions here. But yeah, in football... I guess like in theory, Miami, right, should be it, but you've got Duke, Georgia Tech, Miami, North Carolina, Pitt, Virginia Tech. That's not as imbalanced
Look at the other one.
Yeah, the other one's got BC, Clemson, Florida State, Louisville, NC State, Syracuse, Wake. The Big Tens I know is bad. And it, let me pull it up here. The Pac-12s, now that you've got USC and you've got Utah, maybe there's some balance, but I've never understood that if Washington and Oregon are by far the two best teams, why don't they play for the title? The Big Ten's is bad. So the Big Ten, you've got Michigan and Ohio State, clearly, right? The two biggest powers. Then you've got Penn State's the traditional power, and you've got Michigan State over the last 20 years has been one of the top three teams, all in one division. And then you ran that out with Maryland, Rutgers, and Indiana. And then on the other side, you've got Iowa and Wisconsin. That's it. Minnesota,
Nebraska.
As I just stated, you have Iowa and Wisconsin, and that's it. Minnesota, Purdue, Illinois, Nebraska, and Northwestern. That's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
Does that make Scott Frost?
Northwestern had a good year.
Again, they have Iowa and Wisconsin.
Does that make Scott Frost's lack of success even more glaring?
It is. Because we said that when he got hired. You don't have to, you can just be average and win your division. I mean, like you go 7-2 or 6-3, you win your division every year. It's not like you have to compete against those other schools. Like if I'm Michigan State or Penn State, that's the one I'm pissed about. I look back there, I'm like, I just got to be better than Wisconsin and Nebraska if I'm on that side. But now I got to be better than Michigan and Ohio State and Penn State. Screw that.
Yeah, he's saying an official pivot on this could be months away, but it could happen soon that the Pac-12 will just say the top two teams will play in the championship game regardless of division.
Yeah, and as far as the like people are asking scheduling, from what I understand, this doesn't change anything about scheduling. You're going to do the same.
Well, they still would have divisions.
Yes, you'd still have them. So you would play every team in the North, and you would still do the rotation with the teams in the South.
Yes.
But it wouldn't matter.
But if the second place team in the North is better than the first place team in the South,
you go.
Those two teams in the North will play for the Pac-12 title.
Yes, in Vegas.
Which is what the Big 12 does, although they don't have divisions.
No, because they don't have the – well, they haven't had enough teams.
Well, right. You know? But they just always had it. The top two teams.
Top two teams go.
Regardless if they've played already, they get to go.
Yes.
So that's exciting. Is that fun? A little college football?
It's a lot
news
better.
There? A little bit.
I've just never understood the dumb division thing. It makes no sense to me.
Well, they may get rid of divisions eventually, too.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think eventually –
they could easily do that.
Well, I think eventually we're just going to move to a big conglomerate of, you know, a power five league.
At least what the ACC said in the report I saw was that each team would have, I think it was three quote unquote rivals, and you would play them every year, and then you would rotate the other teams in the league.
Oh, okay.
On a yearly basis.
That seems better to me. By the way, Phillips, the head of the ACC, came out today. Mm-hmm. Did you see what he said? Because they were talking about scheduling and everything.
No, what did he say?
He said, this is his quote, "What are you doing with the sport of football? Does it need to be managed separately? Do you need to have a governance structure? Those are questions we should be asking ourselves. And when I say the sport of football, I'm really talking about the 10 FBS conferences and Notre Dame. Those are the conferences that have said we are committed to this type of resourcing. Some do it less, but a minimum of 85 scholarships, and then everybody else decides how much more they want to do, whether it's in their stadium or resources or salaries or those kinds of commitments. And that's what I want to do, and I think we're going to do it collaboratively. We want to do it collaboratively with the other conference commissioners to just kind of explore what we should do. And we've also had some conversations already, but we need to have more of these conversations as we look at the next 6, 8, 10, 12 months of the sport of football." So there you go. There's another one coming out and saying it.
Although every time I hear these, while I do agree that this is something that needs to be discussed, I'm still confused because they all talk as if the money is killing college football. Right, the money being given to the players. But again, I would like to bring up the obvious point here that the schools aren't paying a dime of this. I don't understand why schools are like, well, you know, this we can't keep doing this. We don't have the money. You're not paying anything.
You're talking about the NIL deals?
Yeah, the NIL deals. Like, well, this is all being like funneled through this idea that NIL is that the cost of it is getting so expensive that schools can't afford to keep up. You're not paying for it. What you're saying is that we don't have enough boosters. We don't have enough people that are willing to pay for it. I still think that eventually some of this is going to shake itself out, because if you get some of these schools, like the, who is the, I forget the name of the, is it McEwen, I think, was the quarterback from Texas that ended up going to Ohio State. They gave him like $2 million, right, in NIL deals. He never played, and then he bolted. The kid down at Tennessee that just inked the $8 million deal. If this kid washes out and you start seeing this, there is, I think, a market correction coming on this. If these deals all start going belly up and you're not being successful with this, you may find that people aren't as willing anymore to just hand out these monster deals to things. This is so brand new. I do think there needs to be some time for this to, you know, kind of expand and contract. And, you know, the market system, for the most part, will eventually reset itself. And you'll figure out kind of where this lands.
Well, that's what I was talking about with Joey on Friday. And that's true of it's of course that's going to happen. But the real question is what, how is it governed moving forward? And that's what he's talking about. And the same thing Gene Smith was talking about that we spoke about last week.
Yeah.
They're already saying it. It's like NCAA, student athlete, get out of here. We need our own structure, more modern.
I'm just interested to see how they do this without it being collectively bargained. Because the cat's
well,
out
it might be, though.
Maybe it is.
When they make the switch, it all happens at once.
They got to figure something out, because this idea of limiting pay and trying to put structure on this and saying that this is the only part that's going to have a cap on
we
it.
We all know that's bullshit.
Yeah. That's a
we
very
We can
interesting...
see where, I've said this a million times, we keep repeating ourselves on this topic. This is, everybody can see where this is clearly headed.
Yeah.
And it's going to take these old white bastards 15 effing years to get there, but we all know where it's going.
Yeah.
And they're already saying it.
Yeah. There was one of the agents the other day when the NCAA came out with their new guidelines, which are the old guidelines that they're just going to try to be enforced. The Athletic had a story, and I'm trying to remember who did it. Might've been Mandel, someone in the Athletic. And they asked one of these power agents that's doing all these NIL deals what they thought of these new guidelines. And one said, they said it's adorable. when talked about the enforcement of it, he goes, oh, it's their new rules are adorable. And then another one of the other agents said, I can't wait for them to try to come after one of my client's deals. I would love to see them in court over this. And then brought up the antitrust thing. So you're right in that this is where it's all heading. It's just how fast do we get there, and how fast do these institutions give up and go to a collectively bargained pay-for-play system?
All right, up next, would you want this guy as your quarterback? Here's Mike.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, would you want this guy, excuse me, would you want this guy as your quarterback?
Don't know who this guy is.
That's my quarterback. Yes, you do. You tried to bring this up earlier and we squashed it.
Oh, okay. No.
It's my quarterback.
The answer is no.
His name is Sam Howell. He played quarterback at North Carolina.
Going into this year, he was the supposedly going to be the number one overall pick, and no.
He was not.
No, he was not.
He was drafted by the Washington Commanders in the fifth or sixth round.
He took a bit of a tumble.
As did all quarterbacks.
Yes.
Except for Kenny Pickett.
Yes.
So here's the thing about Sam. He only eats chicken, and it has become a thing, and it's gone viral. And I guess this is people that covered him and knew him in North Carolina knew this. He's talked about it before.
Apparently he eats like a 7-year-old. Fifth round quarterback, by the way.
Fifth round. Okay.
Yeah.
He has never tried a burger or a steak. Mm-hmm. At least he claims. He will not eat seafood. And when he goes to a steakhouse, he only gets chicken tendies.
Yeah. And when he goes on the road, he brings his own chicken tendies with him.
Yeah, at team dinners, he brings his own tendies. Now, he claims he's had one hot dog.
God. How are
First of all, do we believe this?
How are you a human?
Yeah, I don't know. At no
Never
point,
has he had a McDonald's hamburger?
At no point his family was like, you want to... I just find that hard to believe.
Didn't we talk about this with Al Michaels? Didn't he claim that he's never had a vegetable or something? I mean, come on.
Yeah, he said something like that.
That's ridiculous.
Although someone said it kind of sounds like my brother.
Yeah, but I don't even think your brother's this bad.
Well, no.
I mean, he's more refined.
He will not eat vegetables or anything green. And I would not put it past my brother to get chicken tendies at a steakhouse.
I mean, this guy is a psychopath, you think?
Well, and you're a professional athlete. Like your body's a temple and you're feeding it like a 16-year-old stoner outside of a 7-Eleven. Chicken tendies? That's
a questionable decision-making at best.
At best. Of all the foods that you could bring with you. Hey, I'm going to a team dinner. I don't want to eat burgers. Of all the things you could bring, you're going with chicken tendies?
You know what this will, okay, so I'm going to play NFL GM, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at these quarterbacks and I'm interviewing them. I'm probing them, right? And Sam Howell comes into my room and I'm like, Sam, you only eat chicken. What's up with that? And he's like, well, I've had one hot dog. I don't eat steaks. I don't eat seafood. I don't eat burgers. You know what that would tell me?
What?
He's pampered.
Yeah, I could see that.
Mommy just keeps giving him his chicken tooties because that's what he likes.
You're not a leader of men.
Not at all. You can't be with that. No. You're already disqualified from
exactly.
My team.
You are not a leader of men.
You're out
at that point,
bitch.
Chicken tendies. You imagine? I'm trying to think of that going it's out chicken. With my teammates to a nice meal. Because we had that when we play with a guy that got drafted, right? We'd all go out to eat. And I'm just thinking to myself, what would happen if our quarterback brought like a Tupperware container with some chicken tendies and some honey mustard out to the nice steakhouse that we went to.
I wonder what condiments he uses.
He's got like a belt dispenser.
That's important.
He probably doesn't eat it with condiments.
He just eats dry like a psychopath.
Like a psycho. God, come on, Sam.
And even worse, he probably only will, the only dipping sauce that he'll use is ketchup. That's it.
Yeah. What he's like since he was six.
Yeah, I'd like some chicken tendies with some ketchup, please.
Dude, man, that's crazy. Anyway, Jim Harbaugh would not like him. Remember what Jim Harbaugh said?
A lot of milk.
Jim Harbaugh said chicken is a nervous bird. He didn't like to eat chicken because it's a nervous bird.
How are you going to be steady under fire when you're eating a nervous bird? You can't.
It's a great question. No. But I tell you what, if he becomes a good pro.
He's not.
Big Chicken has a tailor-made spokesperson.
Somewhere,
I mean, he's a pretty good looking guy.
Somewhere Chick-fil-A is salivating over this one.
If I'm a chicken restaurant, Washington.
Washington.
If I'm a chicken restaurant in D.C. or something, I'm thinking about my guy, Sam.
What is that one that's out east? Is it Zaxby's?
That's
you always see those ads. There you go.
Have you ever had Raisin Cane's?
I haven't. In fact, I only heard of Raisin Cane's recently.
I think we just got one, didn't we?
I think we did.
Which is why it was in the news. But
by the way, Sam,
that's a chicken finger restaurant.
He's also kind of fat.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, geez, I wonder why.
Stop eating chicken tendies, Sam. For God's sake.
Let's find a. Yeah, we got a Raising Cane's downtown on Southwest 5th.
Oh.
Why'd they put it down there?
Oh. Look, I don't have anything against chicken tendies. I mean.
But come on.
I think we've all been in
the
mood.
It's the shunning of the steak and the burger.
Yes.
And the seafood.
Well, it's the idea.
It just says a lot about you.
And it does. And it's the idea that you're bringing chicken tendies with you.
Like your brother.
You're a child. Well, it is. Anytime my brother goes to a restaurant and orders a plain cheeseburger, you just stare at him and you're like, man, come on.
Come on,
really?
Man.
One of the great moments ever is when we were at a nice restaurant, and of course my brother's going to order the burger because why wouldn't he?
Come on!
And he ordered the Smitty burger.
What's that?
It was just their, their signature burger, right? And it was called the Smitty burger. And
then were you at Smitty's?
I'm trying to remember the name of the place. And then we sat there as my brother proceeded to say, I'd like the Smitty burger, but with no lettuce, no tomato, no onions, no sauce, no this, no that. And it was like on an onion bun. He's like, can I just get it on a regular bun? And the waiter looks right at him dead eye and just goes, so you just want a plain cheeseburger? And my brother was like, well, yeah. You can't order the Smitty burger and then take everything off of it that makes it the Smitty burger. You can't, unless you're my brother or my father, who both eat like they're 12 years old. Or in this case, apparently they eat like Sam Howell, But at least they eat burgers.
Yeah, he's going to have to justify this. Like, I imagine now that this has gone viral, he's going to have a lot of questions about this.
Yes.
And he can do one of two things. He can lean into it and have fun with it, which he, you know, that'd be a good way to go. Or he
every can, interview, he needs to bring chicken tendies with him.
Like, just sitting there eating chicken tendies. It could be a good bit.
They need to be on Hard Knocks.
Or
just so
he like
see.
Opens up like a McDonald's bag as if he's going to try a burger, but instead it's just the chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Or he's going to get super defensive about it.
Yeah.
And be all like, what?
I could see him getting very defensive.
What, bro?
I understand. Oh, I don't understand because I love red meat, but I can respect someone who doesn't like red meat and doesn't want to eat it.
He says he's never tried it.
But you've never tried it.
Yeah.
No.
How is that possible?
Do we think that's where I don't believe him?
I don't know.
I just think he's a spoiled kid who loved tendies and was a picky eater and he never grew out of it. And it's kind of pathetic. Jesus, man. You're an NFL quarterback. A little pride.
There are so many stories in my family because my whole family is like this. When my brothers, and it's because of my parents. When my brother's oldest, JR, was little, any time that they would make him a meal that he did not like, JR would refuse to eat. He's like, I'm not eating that.
I was a picky eater as a kid.
You're a picky eater?
We're fighting this right now with the girl in our house.
Yeah. It's
picky?
Just so won't eat. Picky. She will not eat something she doesn't like.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend currently is basically saying, you're going to eat it or you're not having dinner, because she's trying not to give in to the to the pickiness.
So this
unlike Sam Howell's mom.
Yes. Well, this is where, because my brother's kid still, by the way, eats exactly like this, but it may not be his fault. So my mother, they took him 3 or 4 times to realize this. So he was like, no, we're not doing this. You know, like, this is what we're eating. And he's like, I'm not eating. And then mysteriously, my mom showed up. It's like, oh, I just came over to visit. Oh, we happened to be at McDonald's and we thought you might like this. And so she would bring him nuggets and fries. But this happened a couple times. And so they kind of started to wonder what was up. And so one of the times when JR refused to eat and he went upstairs, I guess they followed him up. That son of a gun at like 5 or 6 years old was going upstairs calling my mom, calling grandma and being like, hey, they're eating something downstairs that's disgusting. And I don't want to eat it. And my mom would then drive to McDonald's.
Wow.
Get him nuggets and fries and then just happen to show up.
He was brilliant to use the grandma route.
Right? You're like 5 years old and you're already setting out on this path.
Those are survival skills.
And my mom, how about that as a grandmother that's like, this is unacceptable. My grandchild is going hungry. Not on my watch. Nuggets are on the way, JR.
Yeah, this literally happened a couple days ago in my house. And we have like this loaf of Tillamook cheese that we, you know, cut up or use or shave or whatever.
Mm.
And I went to go use some yesterday, which was the day after the dinner that she refused to eat. And there was like blue threads and hairs all over it. And I was like, I asked my girlfriend, I was like, did you use like the towel to hold this when you cooked with it? And she was like, no. And the idea is that we think the daughter came down at some point late at night and made herself food because she refused to eat dinner.
Mm.
And she somehow dropped the loaf of cheese or, you know, rested it on a towel and got threads all over it. And it's like,
she's like a little mouse.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks. Love that the loaf of cheese now just has towel threads all over it.
The parents always know.
Yeah.
You know, like she probably has no idea that you know that or that you figured that out.
Oh, well, she but asked her today about it and she looked guilty and denied. So yeah, she did it.
Gotta lie. Yeah.
Freaking kids, man.
Freaking liars, too. Little S heads. Why do we have these kids?
I'm getting a crash course in this so fast these first few weeks of living with them.
They're the worst.
Every day is something.
Wait till they start playing you against the mom there,
nine,
Mike.
9 and 13.
And they're wicked, too. They're diabolical.
Yeah,
watch
they're
out,
evil.
Man.
You're going to start. They're either going to make
you. It's a crash course already, Suk. I'm learning.
They're either going to make you out to be the bad guy, but I'm guessing that they're going to make you out to be the nice guy because you want them to like you. They're going to suck up to you and get you to try to go against the mother's wishes, and it's going to be fantastic.
It'll be interesting to see.
We need regular updates on this.
We need updates. I'm waiting for the first time that you try to stand your ground and try to stay with a unified front, and we get the "you're not my father."
Yeah,
that's the one
daughter,
I'm waiting for.
You want that "you're not my father" so bad.
I do. I want it.
Yeah, the girl has a little bit of a manipulative streak in her, so she is certainly one who could do that.
All right.
Yeah.
Bonus. You guys want bonus?
You have no chance. You know I love my bonus.
Anyway,
sports.
Sam Howell, dude, come on, man. Come on. From this show to you, please.
Yeah. You're a child.
For the love of Pete. Or who's the quarterback in Washington? Carson Wentz?
Carson Wentz.
Maybe he can show him a thing or two about how to eat decent food. You're about to be a millionaire, right? Is he already a millionaire?
I don't think so.
Fifth round?
No.
He won't be a millionaire?
No.
What will he make?
Well, his signing bonus, I'm guessing, is going to be somewhere around 100 to 200. And then his salary will be, it'll probably be close to league minimum. So I'll bet you that first year he's going to pocket, six and some chains maybe.
Still, that's enough money to go buy a nice steak.
That is enough money to go buy a steak or some Zaxby's.
Bonus next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Bonus coverage of sports talk right now. But we got to go, so you're not getting any in back your face. Fart. Sorry about that. We were talking about raising children over the break here.
Yeah.
Mike and Souk and I. Since we've all been there. You know, like Souk, you have your own kids and you have Step.
I don't have any.
Or I mean, not. I'm not. I'm sorry. That's not what I meant. but you raised someone who was not.
Biological. I adopted one when I got married, and then I've had the two of my own.
And of course, mine is a half kid.
Yep.
And Mike is now in the world of half kids. 9 and 13.
Yeah.
Right in the throes of it too.
Did they call you Uncle Mike?
No. I got at the dinner table the other day. You're kind of like our stepdad. That was pretty quick.
I was kind of hoping for an Uncle Mike because Uncle Mike is mommy's new friend. They press lips together. I was kind of hoping for something creepy. Anytime you throw an uncle behind anything, it's not good.
Now, how do you feel about like gearing down in front of him and stuff like that? You know, the usual stuff, like, you know,
getting naked in front of the kids, the usual stuff.
Well, you know what I mean? Like you just get up, you got to go to the bathroom or something.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
maybe there's
go to the bathroom in our bedroom. So hopefully they're not standing in our bedroom when I'm trying to go to the bathroom.
If you think for one second that at some point there's not going to be an awkward run-in moment on something.
Oh, no.
Right. I'm sure
that will. I'm sure that will happen. And they have been warned many times.
Mike's
not
packing.
Enter the bedroom when the door is closed. So if it happens, that's on them.
Oh, yeah. That's a good. That's going to save them from the trauma.
That's just the way I'm looking at it. I'm not doing anything different.
Like, that's on great parenting. If you see me pulling a Madison Cawthorn on your mom, sorry, that's on you.
The nice thing is the bedroom door locks. So,
gosh,
so great. God, I want to be this needs to be a reality show.
Mike. Yes, yes, yes. I need to watch this.
And we need regular updates on this dynamic.
Well, I've only been there for 2 weeks, so I'll give you updates as
so
they
you
come.
Officially live together now.
Yeah.
This is the new thing here.
Yes. They don't live with us every day. They go to dad's half the week, so
right.
A little half and half. But
so
oh
good.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Yeah, there goes our bonus. There goes our bonus coverage. By the way, my bet's not looking so good right now.
12. Oh, you're fine. Mm. There's a lot of about cussed again. A lot of stuff happens in the fourth quarter. You know, like
Milwaukee's down by 12 right now.
I think generally, I need
them to lose by
right. But here's your thing:
5.5.
Like they could be down 20 right now, and it wouldn't matter because it's just the start of the fourth quarter.
Yes.
When you get, and this is the whole point of your bet, is you're saying, hey, you know these two teams are pretty even.
Yeah.
I'll take 5.5 any day. Well,
sure.
That you've got it right where you want it. Like because they're Celtics are up right now, but. In a game like this, in the fourth quarter, it always tightens up.
Yeah. We just need this.
You're going to get a last-second heave like the other night. Did you see that? Dylan Brooks hit a half-court three-pointer at the end of the game.
That was a cover?
I don't know. I don't know what the spread was on the game, but I saw some people on Twitter going back and forth asking the question, did anybody lose or win a bet on that shot? And I went and looked at the replies, and there were a bunch of people who were – whether it be a second half number or something like that.
It is great when you're staring like at a game. Let's say it's seven. It's a 7-point lead with like 8 seconds left. The game is decided. Not to me, it's not. That last meaningless possession carries a lot of weight.
You're always sweating it too. It's like,
always.
Like you, that Dylan Brooks shot. You're like, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh, damn it! He made it. What are the odds of that?
Everyone else is standing around like, what the hell, man? You're like, don't ask.
All right, the club hour is next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.